SSA Marine is in the midst of the regulatory process to build an export operation at Cherry Point in Washington. The Gateway Pacific Terminal would allow for large ships and would be a multi-commodity facility designed to ship grain, potash, and coal. SSA Marine's Bob Water says the spot at Cherry Point in Washington is 80 feet deep, so they do not have to do any dredging. It's already an industrial neighborhood with existing railroad access, and they only need to use one quarter of the 1,500 acres, so there's a built-in buffer.
And in this particular instance, the real issue here is because one of the products that we're handling is coal. And people have, there's a great number of people that have opposition to coal being used in the United States and for coal being shipped to Asia.
Water says the proposed development does not increase greenhouse gases.
Asia right now burns about 5 billion tons a year of coal. We have 48 million tons that we're going to ship over there, so less than 1%.
Waters calls the 48 million tons a relatively immaterial number compared to the 5 billion, which he says can be sourced from Indonesia, South Africa, or Australia. He says it's better to source it from the U.S.
It is actually, on a relative basis, it's a cleaner coal. It's lower in ash and it's lower in sulfur content. So by burning this particular coal over in Asia, it does help on a relative basis versus some of the other coals that they can burn. The other element is, if they're going to burn it anyway, then why not the United States generate these 40,000 jobs that we can generate the $5.5 billion in foreign trade?
I don't dispute that it has lower sulfur content, but that does not make coal clean.
Beth Kading is a member of the Northern Plains Resource Council, which has been outspoken in opposition to coal development in the Powder River Basin area in eastern Montana and Wyoming.
Coal is the dirtiest fuel we are now using in the world, and we need to get off of coal because the problems with coal are not going to go away.
Kading says the Northern Plains Resource Council is a grassroots conservation and family agriculture group out of Billings with a focus on protecting water quality for family farms and ranches. She says it formed 40 years ago in response to coal mining and its impacts.
And we formed because many of our members' livelihoods as ranchers and farmers depend entirely on clean air and water, native soils and vegetations, and lands that remain intact. And there are significant on-the-ground impacts from coal mining.
Kading says those impacts include coal dust from the car loads, diesel fumes from the engines pulling the trainloads of coal, increased train traffic, and costs to taxpayers for railroad upgrades, as well as the broader issue of global climate change. She says Montana has the opportunity to be a leader in alternative energy development.
How we're going to transition our state and the world out of these dirty prior century type fuels. And coal today simply shifts the cost that of doing business, of mining coal, into the future and on to others.
Executive Director of the Montana Coal Council, Bud Clinch, says an average train carrying coal has about 120 cars and represents about $30,000 of taxes being paid, local, state, payroll, property, and federal taxes. He says coal is worth continuing to invest in. It's what Montana has, and the demand for it is not going away.
When the good Lord gives you lemons, you make lemonade. You know, some people would say that Americans and maybe other people eat too much beef. Maybe we're have too much gluten in our diets. And I guess I don't know if it's our responsibility to become the world police. South Korea and Japan and China are on a path to increase the standard of living in their countries.
Clinch says electrification increases the standard of living, providing for things like purified water, lights, and heating, among others. Coal also brings money into the state. The University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research shows the state received nearly $53 million in fiscal year 2012 alone from coal severance taxes. And the state has a nearly $900 million coal trust fund balance, with the interest supporting numerous state programs and grants.
We've come a long, long way in this country in terms of controlling sulfur dioxide and mercury emissions from U.S. coal-fired power plants, and that technology can be shared with potential customers in Southeast Asia as well. So I think it's kind of naive to think that if we elect to not sell our product, nothing will happen. We actually have the best opportunity to influence what happens by being in that marketplace.
Kading says it's not a not-in-my-backyard thing for the Northern Plains Resource Council when it comes to coal development.
We are trying to move our country and the world onto cleaner, sustainable fuels. The impacts of coal mining are great, being more and more recognized, has air impacts, land impacts, water impacts.
Kading says people in other countries are also trying to move beyond coal, even in China. Katrin Frey reporting from the Flathead.